When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Bravo fans, welcome to the Everything Iconic podcast. And please give a warm welcome to our host, Danny Pellegrino.
You guys, I'm so happy to be here. I mean, BravoCon, did you ever imagine we'd get it? I feel like I'm so excited it's finally here. There's a museum. Did you guys go to the museum today? Alison DeBois cigarette. I felt like there was a little disrespect on her name because it didn't put her name on it. It said, like, mediums, e-cig, which was lovely. But it's just so fun to be surrounded by all of us who love this ridiculous stuff. I'm so excited to chat with you guys. I have two iconic guests. Of course, you guys know Kelly Dodd from The Real Housewives of Orange County. Let's get Kelly Dodd out here. And then we also have another housewife from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. We have Margaret Josephs.
Scoot over. They wanted you close to him.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me?
Yes.
This couch is weird.
I feel in heaven right now.
Couch.
I know. We're sitting back.
Now, first things first, Kelly, you're newly engaged.
I am.
Look at that rock.
Blinding this rock.
Yeah. Kelly, can you tell us, how did it happen?
It happened when I came in town, and he has this beautiful, beautiful deck outside with a fire pit and lights everywhere, and he had flowers everywhere, and no idea. So, I mean, I picked out the ring, but I didn't know when. I thought it was going to be Christmas.
Hold up. Wait, you picked out the ring?
I did.
Okay.
Because he said, let's go ring shopping. I want to see what you like. Sure. I'm like, I really like that. And I got it for me. But he's got it down on one knee, and he said, you're the love of my life. I love you. I want to grow old with you. I want to do everything with you. I know you're the one. Will you marry me? Something along those lines.
But, yeah. That's so sweet.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
I saw people online were saying this is like Kelly Dodd's engagement party this weekend.
It, I know, like I that. Felt like that because I was at the Moxie and everyone like kind of threw a party for me and I was like, oh my God, they did balloons and flowers and food.
Yeah, look at that ring. Now, do you know when? Do you have any? This is like so early, and people probably hate to ask this, but do you know when-ish you might get married?
Well, our goal is 10/10/2020.
Oh, that's the day after my next birthday. So
is it?
I'll be there.
Oh yeah.
Now I'm so excited to talk to both of you. I pulled a couple iconic clips of both of you, so I just want to play them really quick. Let's all take a look at.
Joe Dirt. You're delusional. You're delusional.
And Vicky calls me and tells me, like, you're talking about
it. I told her that. You texted
ridiculous. After lunch with Vicky, I did tell Vicky about the whole text cheating allegation thing that happened with Kelly. And I said, well, yeah, we were close, but I really can't think of her the same way anymore.
Yeah, why bitch, your husband was cheating on you.
Kelly, Vicky's a sister. Then why would she even go tell her about the text that she and I had privately with each other Kelly in the summer? And I thought you and I worked it out. So why are you telling her? I never told her about it.
And then you look back and see what role Vicky plays. So someday you will.
Shannon always goes like this.
Let's rewind that.
There's absolutely nothing better than housewives fighting in costume. I love it so much.
I look like my brother, Aaron.
What do you remember about that fight? I mean, you've had so many iconic
fights.
Well,
I mean, mean, that fight was, she came up to me saying I was having an affair and I was doing this and this and this, and she wrote it to me on a text, like, oh, well, I heard you did this and this and this. I was like, bitch, look, your husband gets around like a record, okay? Woo! Let's just be honest.
She
in
knows.
Newport Beach. A guy's banging like a screen door in a hurricane. And this is exactly, don't talk about me. Look at your husband, dude. That's what that fight's about. And look what happened.
Psychic. She knows.
What?
It happened. I mean, don't be pointing fingers because you always have three pointing back at you.
You're right.
Have you heard from Megan recently at all?
Yeah, I was on the train with her. I apparently pulled a train. I mean, I wish eight guys liked me, but I mean, like.
I love
She went on that train with us. And it was like, you thirsty bitch. Like, why are you here?
Every single housewife, when they saw Megan, they're like, who's that?
Yeah, it was because she called producers and she's like, can I get on the show? She called me. She's like, can I come pull the train with you? I guess.
Every one of you, Vicky's like, who's that? Every single one of you, who's that? Like, she was your castmate for like 4 years. Like, no one remembered.
Yeah, not memorable.
Now, Margaret, you've had so many iconic fights. Most recently,
yes.
You had one of my all-time favorite fights.
Let me
see. It was at...
Did you have the pigtails?
No, I did not. No, there was no pigtails this day. No.
Let's take a little look.
I have a lot of looks.
One more f***ing time.
Oh my god.
And what happened?
You are a little f***ing sh.
She carried on.
This is my third year.
She's gonna bitch slap you.
That's happening.
You emasculate him every f***ing.
Hold on.
That's not good.
Man down.
You f***ing say yep. about my wife, you're done. You're f***ing done.
Did you Margaret. Push-
yep.
No.
You didn't know that? That's the biggest God. Lie. Your husband's
that's
in the pool.
Point. I got an emasculated mother.
I think you're the one emasculated now, head.
Your husband's in the pool.
What?
Watch that.
Your husband's in the pool.
Your husband's in the pool. Who pushed him? Me and my husband.
I will never get over that.
You look dirty. You need a wash.
No, I mean, he deserved it.
Yeah.
I mean, he was asking for that for a long time.
What happened after that? So did you all go home? Did you all text each other? Like, what happens when you go home after that?
No, I had to go to the diner because there was not enough food there that night. So, you know, you need a meal after you push someone in a pool like that. I was starving, so we went to in Jersey, you know, you go to the diners, the all-night diners. You know, I chit-chat diner in Hackensack. So I had to eat. I felt very vindicated. I was so excited. But, you know, they were crying about it. Oh, my suit, my phone, my watch. But, you know, if there's a pool there, you have to figure if you're acting like an asshole, you're going in. I mean, you know, I knew that for sure. So, but, you know, we live in the same town. So there was a chance we're going to see each other at Starbucks the next morning. But I didn't see them at Starbucks the next day. But, you know, that long marriage lasted a whole 8 weeks. So eight weeks later, they were on the hotline. Marty was on the hotline. Joe, I'm so sorry. You guys were right about Danielle. I was like, we know, Marty. You know, so.
The prostitution whore?
Yes.
That one?
Yes. That's the one, Kelly.
That's the one?
So they were only married 8 weeks. And we told him, and, you know, we took him back, but she's still, you know, they're supposedly still in the same house. They got divorced. It was a whole drama, but he deserved the pool push. I have to be honest, I didn't even realize I had the mic on. I was so frustrated by that point. When I walked away, I was like, your husband's in the pool. Andy said to me, he was like, Margaret, that was the best line. I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Until I saw the episode. It was like, I'm glad it turned out so classic.
I was just going to ask, like, when you have a moment like that, you said you didn't remember that line, but do you leave a moment like that and think, like, oh, the fans are really going to love that moment?
No, I literally had no idea. It was the end of the night. Marty, all night, was taunting Joe. I mean, he had thrown a drink at my husband. He insulted me. He was like, Margaret can't walk in a room with Danielle. No one will look at her. She's hideous. She's this, she's that. Joe was like, I'm going to knock this fucking guy out. I mean, you know, and I was like, Joe, we don't have physical violence. We don't behave that way. Until, like, I'm standing right there, and I'm like, I'm going to push him. You know, I was so mad. I pushed him in the pool. But he was almost getting his balance that Joe had to give him the final shove.
Yeah, because I saw there was, like, people took, like, screen grabs online, and people were thinking maybe, like, it was set up or something, because it sort of looked like you pushed, but then something else.
No, you know what it was? Jennifer has, like, a little step to go into the pool.
Like, so
he was catching his balance. So then when Joe saw he was maybe going to catch his balance, Joe had to give him the final shove. We did not want this guy getting out of the pool.
Now, for both of you, has there been a moment that's been most surprising that fans come up to you and either repeat or ask you about a fight, a line? I mean, Kelly, Bravo TV just posted something where it's like all of your fights, and there's so many.
Little bitch, little dork. That's the one.
She was right about that one. Shane.
Little bitch, little dork, little twerp.
What's Shane up to? How do you feel about Shane these days?
I actually spent a week with him in Cabo. I like him. I do. He's really sarcastic. He's really, really funny. Like, he's hilarious.
Like, do you think
he's uncomfortable. I think he's uncomfortable on camera. But no, he cracks me up when I watch it, and he's like such a dick. Like, I just have to laugh.
He's so hard to watch because Emily is so sweet.
Oh, she's like, so sweet.
Sweet and nice. And then you just see him saying the most monstrous things. And it's like, what the fuck, dude?
But he says it, I think, as sarcasm. Yeah. Not as, like, I think he really loves her. Yeah. And I think they get along well. They look like a good couple when I'm with them, but...
So do people just come up to you on the street and they're like, hey, twerp, or, like, do they repeat that to you?
Well, they'll say, oh, my God, what's up with Shane? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not married to the guy. Like, why are you asking me? Like, everybody goes, I hate that guy. It's like, it's kind of good because it's like they love to hate him.
Right.
So it's like, at least it's not me. I'm like, I'm like, okay, go ahead.
Margaret, what do people come up to you most about?
Everybody comes up to me and goes, your husband's in the pool. You know, everybody says that, or they go, your lips look like a monkey's asshole. You know, everybody, I get that all the time. I said that to Jennifer about her lip line. I mean, you know, and I was
about
like,
her lip
oh
line.
My God. And by the way, you will see her this weekend, and you know, she's still wearing that lip liner. What?
Nobody was taking pictures of her.
Oh. Listen, she's good. She's funny. She's, you know,
is that the girl with the Chanel?
Yeah, the Chanel. Did she come in?
Yeah, she was.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What's going on with Chanel? You're all wearing Chanel lately.
No, Jennifer. My funny line about Jennifer. I said we know Karl Lagerfeld actually committed suicide when he saw Jennifer wearing Chanel. Poor Carl. R.I.P. I'm teasing.
So did you ever imagine, when you both signed up for Housewives, did you ever imagine there'd be like a convention about your life? Like, we're literally at a convention about your life.
Like, No.
I'm just a normal person. Like, it's weird.
No. I mean, I
look homeless half the time.
No, I do. I mean, I feel like I'm sure... anybody's life could be a reality series if a camera
everybody's
followed
was
you around.
If they follow you around.
I don't know about that. We've seen some housewives where they're not made for this.
We've like seen Peggy?
Some. No, that's true. There's some boring bitches. There's some boring bitches.
Yes.
There's some boring people. Woo! Did you both watch Housewives before joining?
I did it the last like 5 years. Like, I don't even watch now. Like, I used to watch New Jersey all the time. I don't even really watch.
I watched New York.
I only watch my show barely.
I was a New York watcher, truthfully.
Yeah.
No. I watched my season 1 and 2, and then I was like, I'm not watching it. Then I started watching New York.
Now, Margaret, backstage, you were telling me a lot of the women were getting ready together. And I find this so fascinating. So Margaret was saying there was like a bunch of housewives in a room getting their hair done today. And there was like some spats, right?
Yes.
Oh, you and Ramona.
Me and Ramona.
Oh, you and Ramona. It was good. I was... peeing in my pants. She's like,
can you tell us what happened?
Oh my God, we were dying. Well, she's like, what's up with the pigtails?
She goes,
she's like,
I'm so glad you're not wearing the pigtails. I'm like, listen, Ramon, what's with your hair color? I go, shut up, Julius does.
She's your hair
does.
Looks almost gray.
I go, at least.
No, Ramona gives digs.
Thank you. And I said, I go, Ramona, Julius is right there. I go, what's with the nude pantyhose? I go, that's so 1980.
She goes, those are
1980s. What are you doing with those pantyhose?
And then she pulls up her dress to show the pantyhose and her things.
I'm like, Ramona.
I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing, Ramona?
I was like, lose the hose, like, Ramona. I'm like, it's
just
so
lose
like
the hose, that's 1980s. And I go, I was like, Hooters.
I know. It
and
was
I used
just,
to go to
you
Hooters
know,
and
Ramona
get those
Ramona and I
wings.
Have a banter because I got up out of my chair. That's what it was. We had to be ready earlier. She goes, move. And she like gets in my chair to get her glam done. I was like, what are you freaking kidding me, Ramona? Out of my chair. I was getting, why is
Ramona's
there a dog
hilarious,
barking?
By the way.
Yeah, by the way, she just, you know, she has no social filter.
No.
So I'd love to give it to her. I mean, I'd love to go on New York just to like bust her chops for like a week. For a week.
Oh, it was funny. Me and Julius were dying laughing. I mean, they were like legit, like, fighting.
I mean,
it was
I could
funny.
Like literally fight with her all the time. Thank you.
Yeah, wait, yes. By the way.
It is on film.
I would pay a premium to see that. Like, where do we, I want to see like the behind the scenes of all you guys, like even at like Pride, because I know a lot of you were at Pride. Kelly was there. And I think like there must be a lot of fun dynamics that happen.
Well, did you see my car thing that I did with
Kinsley
and Sonia? Yeah, that was the best.
So Kelly, you posted a little.
I posted that, and then I get a call from Rebecca from Bravo right over here. Take that down now! I'm like, oh my God, it already went viral.
So good. We love seeing you guys interact with other people from other franchises. Who do you really like and who do you really hate from other franchises? Whether it be like, it could be Housewives, or is there like a Vanderpump Rules kid you hate or something, or like you love? Or
I love Ramona. She's the one who introduced me to my fiance.
That's true. She has to love her. That's true.
She
has to love her.
I know. I spent 2 weeks. I spent a lot of time with Ramona. We're really good friends. And Dorinda and I are really good friends.
Me too. And Dorinda are very close.
Yeah, Dorinda and I are very close.
Yes.
And I like Sonia Morgan. Like, she's fun to hang out with.
Same thing.
I hang out with her. I hang out with more them than I do people from my own cast.
Yes, I feel like
it's
Sonia
crazy.
Also. I'm very close with Sonia.
That brings me to my question, Kelly, because you're engaged now, and Rick, I believe, lives in New York, right?
He does.
So would you ever move to New York?
I would. However, my daughter doesn't want to. She wants to go to high school. She's going to high school next year, and she wants to go to... That would have been, would really, I mean, I need a job transfer, let's just be honest.
Yeah, let's get a job transfer.
She would be great on New York. I think
Kelly
could give them a good run.
Yeah, I'm friends with them, though. Like, I'm legit friends with them.
Yes, I know. She could, that would be fun.
I know, we've never had that yet, and I would really like a housewife to transfer cities at some point.
Yeah.
Now, I want to talk about your seasons a little bit, so... Kelly, this is a moment on your most recent season of Orange County where you bopped Shannon in the head.
I like when little kids, people send me their little kids, and they have their other little kid bump them on the head. It's so cute.
What did you make of seeing the footage of Shannon at the doctor?
Well, I already knew it was going to happen, so like she's already predictable. So I already knew, I mean, she's the hypochondriac beyond. So I knew this was going to, I knew that little bump was going to turn into a concussion.
And
I knew it. I called it.
Where do you and Shannon stand right now?
Oh, we're not good. Okay. We're not good.
Is there hope for reconciliation?
I try to. I try to make it work with her, but she doesn't want to be friends with me. So it's up to her. I mean, it's in her court. I have no problem with Shannon. She just bugs, but, you know.
She's what?
She bugs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, bad.
I was watching that clip compilation I mentioned earlier where it was like all your fights, and they're basically all with Shannon, and it made me laugh because it's like at the beginning of every season.
Oh, the
like,
quiet woman?
The quiet woman, and then that one where the Richard Roper.
Mrs. Roper.
Mrs. Roper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, or when I told her to shave all her chin hair off.
But there's
on the bus.
Like these dragged down fights, and then at the beginning of every season, you're like, Shannon and I are getting along great. How?
Because Shannon and I do have fun together. Like, we really, like, we live by each other. I mean, we go out all the time socially. However, she's just so, she resides in Tamara's ass. So that's,
now we said it.
That's why.
Okay, so let's see. This is a moment from the Jersey trailer. I don't know if you could see. Someone's grabbing your hair, Margaret.
Yes. Yes, I see someone grabbing.
She grabbed your weave?
Can you tell
us? It was unbelievable. That's my weave, but yes.
Did it have the pigtails in?
No, it was my ponytail. That was a sneak attack from behind.
Can you tell us who it was?
You guys could surmise who it was.
I'm guessing Danielle.
I'm no longer talking to that person. I don't want to give it away, but I'm sure you guys all know who it is.
Danielle! I'm going to say Danielle Staub.
I'm not going to say, but you know.
Did you hit
I'm
her
not
back?
Talking to her. No. I am not the person to hit somebody.
You just push somebody in the pool.
I push someone in a pool, but that's face to face, and he's a much bigger man than to me. This was a sneak attack. It was rough. It's you guys when you watch it, it was rough. But you know, the person's a very shady character.
Does it happen at the beginning of the season or the end?
I would say mid-season. I would say it's mid-season. Certain people, you know. Once, it was rough. That, I'm going to be honest with you, it was very rough. I was not, that's not a proud moment. It was super,
you didn't
super
call her
emotional.
A prostitution whore?
No, not at that moment. After, the, you know, no, not at that moment. It was, I didn't expect it. I mean, we were all standing there. It was after an altercation for sure. It was after, it's crazy. We were in a private shopping event in a high-end store. We were all there, and it was literally a sneak attack.
Right.
No, it's a little meaty. It's a little extra meaty. Really Marge's butt's a little meaty, but it's okay. I'm one of the big eaters on my show for sure. They're all drinking. They drink and I eat.
That's
so,
me. That's me.
It.
I'm like, why am I always eating? I say that every year. I'm like, I'm not going to eat on camera. Every time
me
you show
too.
Me, I'm eating. I'm like,
me too. I'm like picking my teeth, like with the toothpick that like people could see you. I'm like, I don't want to have food in my teeth.
I love when they show you guys ordering, but I always wonder, do you get self-conscious because you know the camera's right there and you're eating a snack?
No, I forget.
No,
I
forget.
I'm in my face half the time. It's embarrassing when you look back.
Now, Kelly, we're looking at a still of you and Vicky. You guys made up this season.
Yes.
You made up, but then you didn't.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to be best friends with her, but I made up with her. I'm not going to celebrate her birthday. I'm not going to, like, hang with her. I don't want to, like, she's not somebody I particularly want to, like, hang with. That's why I'm not at half the parties that are on this year.
What's your relationship like with Vicky now?
Well, you have to watch the reunion.
Woo! Do you think, if it was up to you, would you want Vicky back next season?
Hell no. Hell to the no.
Now, Margaret, we talked a little bit about your relationship with Danielle. How does Teresa fit in? How does she deal with, because she's the only link to Danielle at this point. No one seems to like Danielle.
Everybody should watch this season. You know, all of us are not happy with Teresa feeling so close to Danielle. Danielle eventually, you know, shows her true colors to everyone. I'm going to leave it at that.
So Danielle's kicked to the curb and
you know, we don't have to kick her to the curb. She might just crawl there herself. But, you know, you guys really have to watch. It's a really shocking season.
Now, there's just a large picture of Caroline Manzo that popped
yes.
up. And I would like to explain. I want to talk about previous housewives from both of your seasons. Is there yes. anyone that you would like back? Margaret, we'll start with Jersey.
You know, Caroline, I don't really know Caroline well. Melissa always says Caroline would be great to come back. Dolores is friends with Caroline. I know Teresa doesn't like Caroline. It wouldn't faze me one way or the other. She's the matriarch. It would be nice not to be the oldest girl on the show, so I would take Caroline.
Now, Kelly, what about some of your ex-housewives?
Well, I have to say I'm really good friends with Lizzie. She's awesome. I was just with her the other day. And Gretchen, I'm friends with Gretchen. And Alexis, I'm friends with. I'm not friends with Lydia or Megan, but I'm really good friends with Gretchen, Lizzie, and Jesus Jugs. Woo! Yes.
And Kelly, where do you currently stand with this ex-housewife?
Oh, God, I see her at Orange Theory at 10:30 every morning. I want to cringe.
You still see her at Orange Theory?
Yes, and it's like the times I don't really, because I know she goes at 10:30, so I try to avoid that. So I'll go like at noon, and she'll be there at noon. I'm like, what the fuck? Stay in your 10:30 slot. And then I see him. He's at 4:30.
Now, Kelly, what do you make? I'm just going to run through some of these housewife things that are going on. What do you make of Gina kind of cuddling up to the Tres Amigas?
I mean, she...
Is it authentic?
No, she's doing it. She wants another season. That's whatever. Oh, my God. It looked like the witches little... from, like, Cinderella.
The ugly stepsisters.
Ooh.
We talked a little bit about this. This was Vicky's birthday party. Now, what did you think watching this birthday party and how it was sort of misconstrued some of your words? You were on the phone with
First Tammy. Of all, look at, they're all in costume. The three of them are all together. And they don't tell the other people except Gina what to wear. Like, they didn't say, hey, we're having this party. We're all going to be in costume. Let's all collectively stick together. No, they just, they're just so contrived. Like, you go up in costume and you want to shun other people out and make them feel uncomfortable because they're not, you know?
Right.
Like, it's just ridiculous. Right. I'm glad I didn't go.
Icons, if you're anything like me, you love to spend TV commercial breaks browsing real estate listings. Now, I love watching my favorite shows and also looking up homes, especially the ones that I know that I can't afford. And my favorite app to use is Redfin. When Matt and I were looking for a home, we used the Redfin app to search for homes in the area and within our budget. The Redfin app made it super easy. Now, Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations. So finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easier. Plus, if you see something you like, you can book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With the listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. So Redfin made it so easy to filter out the homes that didn't meet or have the necessities I wanted. I still use it to search for homes close by and in the cities my favorite reality TV stars live. Download the Redfin app to get started. Ever since I saw Clueless, I wanted to have the most amazing wardrobe, and that includes all of the clothes inside the wardrobe closet, and that's why I'm excited to talk to you about Quince. Now, Quince has you covered with truly timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all sorts of must-haves. I'm talking Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50. I have a blue cashmere crew neck sweater I got from them that I get so many compliments on all the time. I love it. Plus, iconic 100% leather jackets and versatile flow-knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes us savings all over to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Love that. Makes you feel good about shopping with Quince. Again, I've gotten a lot of stuff there. Just good quality pieces and a lot of different options if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe. So indulge in the affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/iconic for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/iconic to get free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/iconic.
Now, Margaret, the season just started. What can you tell us about what's to come?
I mean, you see from the trailer, it is an intense, intense season. I mean, there is some shocking shit that comes out. I'm not going to lie. I mean, that we're all stunned. I mean, I think Teresa gets madder than the table flip. By the end of the season, madder than the table flip. You can ask
Teresa
her.
Teresa does?
Yes.
She didn't tell me.
Yeah, you can ask her. She was even more pissed off than the table flip by the end of the season. Yeah, it's crazy.
How is Teresa doing after getting back from Italy? Have you spoken with her?
Yes, I've spoken. I mean, she's hands down the strongest woman I know. She has the most positive attitude of anybody I know. She gets up and just works hard, and I think it's not about her and Joe as a couple. I think it's about them as a family, and she does the best for her daughters, and they both make decisions based on the family and the family unit, not as a couple.
What did you think of her Watch What Happens Live special? Did you watch it?
Yes. And listen, it was painful for me to watch, just knowing what they've gone through, but I don't think it was obvious that Joe could not see Teresa. It was on satellite, so I think his emotion didn't translate because he could hear her, but he couldn't see her. So I think everybody didn't realize that.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Now, Kelly, you guys have filmed the reunion. How did it go? Can you give us something about the reunion? How long did you film?
Well, it was forever. You sit there and you're like, it's like Games of Thrones. It's like, you battle it out. And it's like, oh my God. Because I had those three witches right there.
Now, Tamara had posted on social media that something along the lines of like the truth will be revealed about her character, right? You saw that.
Mine?
Tamara had posted about herself. That's how I took it.
Yeah.
But I wondered, what comes out of the reunion? Can you spill anything? Like,
I can tell you. Yes, I can. I can tell you that Vicky told me to get off her show.
Ooh!
Get off my show!
Wow.
She said it like 10 times, like crazy.
Wait, can I ask a question? I want to know, I'm more intrigued about the Bronwyn and Tamara make-out lesbian love affair.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to ask this. I probably should have called you about this. What's going on there?
Well...
Does anybody else want to know about this?
I think Bronwyn is a really cool chick. She's got 7 kids. She's got a really great relationship with her husband. I mean, they have their own thing. I think that she is attracted to women, like legit. And I think Tamara just does it for the cameras, for shock value, to stay relevant.
Okay.
Just to stay relevant. It's like...
So like Bronwyn could have a side piece for all we know.
Yeah.
A side
piece. Sure. I mean, there's people that have...
Yeah.
Swingers.
Yeah. I mean, oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, she's honest at least.
No, she's honest. Okay.
Yeah.
But Tamara's like, okay,
that's for to stay on the show.
Got it.
For shock value.
Now I know we have to wrap this up. You guys are going to do some photo ops. I know. Is there any lingering questions that you guys have for these two?
The pig emoji video is like the favorite thing.
Oh, thank you. Oh, did you know they had the pig
emoji? Oh yeah, sorry. Come pig, up right here.
The pig and emoji.
Yes.
Because I got really mad and I was in Aspen and she's like, don't do this and don't do that. And I didn't want to write it. So I just wanted to do like a reflection.
I was
going
to ask, like, what led up to actually sending the video to her?
But what's so funny is like the producers had to get it like cleared by Apple. And so the producer goes, we got it cleared by Apple. Because, you know, it was like Apple thing. And they're like, they don't know what it's for, but we got it cleared.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, my question is for you, Kelly, and I'm from Newport, too, so
all
about the OC. My question is Shag, Mary, Kill, Steve, Brooks, Dawn.
Shot, Mary, Kill?
Shag.
Shag, Mary, Shag, Mary,
Mary Kill. Steve, Dawn, or Brooks? Ambrose.
Who's John?
Dawn. Dawn.
Oh, I think so. I can't hear. I'm sorry.
I know it's loud in here.
I would probably shag Steve. I would kill
Brooks.
Yes.
Yeah. And Mary
and then Dawn.
We'll do 2 more questions.
Mary Dawn.
Hi. First of all, you're both beautiful.
Thank you.
Danny, we love your podcast.
Thank you.
Margaret, my question's for you.
Thank you.
How are things with your kids? Are they any better?
Oh, so I just want to clarify. People don't realize I have a kid that I birthed also. I keep a lot of my kids private. So between Joe and I, there are 6 kids.
Okay.
I only mentioned the 2 who are much older, my 2 stepkids, who one is 42, one is 38. We text. Things are not amazing, I'll be honest. But I did raise them since they were 8 and 14.
Yeah.
Because I was with my ex-husband for 20 years. I was with him for 20 years. But I have my own son, who's 23. We're very close. Joe's kids are 28 and 30. We're also very close. My oldest stepson from my first marriage is 44. We're also close. It's just unfortunate that 2 of my stepkids, who I, you know, it's tough. But you guys can see, I'm very close with Jan. He's at my house, like, constantly. And the truth is, my kids are all very close.
Yeah.
And, you know, my son with his half-brothers and sisters. So as long as my kids are close and happy and successful, that makes me happy. Okay. But thank you for asking. Thank you.
Okay, so just 2 more questions. Yeah, sorry.
Hi to both of you. I love you both so much. My name's Kelly.
Thank you.
Like
Hi,
you.
Kelly. Good name. Good name.
I know. Kelly. I'm from Toronto. I just want to say your husband's in the pool is literally one of my favorite lines ever.
Thank you.
And Kelly, your tagline, the, you know, if you don't want me to cross a line, don't draw one, is literally the summary of my life. Like, I've never related to a tagline more. I love you so much. I'm actually coming to see you in Miami when you're there, or Fort Lauderdale.
Good, good.
And just wondering if you guys are ever going to come to Toronto.
I was just in Toronto.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
3 weeks ago. I loved it.
Did you do, like, a show in Toronto? How do I find Toronto?
I did a meet and greet for Hey You.
Aren't I doing something in Canada on January 24th? I feel like I'm doing something
in Toronto,
Canada.
Where am I Canada's
doing? I think
big.
I love Toronto.
I think I'm doing a
big show. I saw Drake at a restaurant. I was like, oh my God.
I saw Drake too, and his team was so rude. They were like, step away,
step away.
And I was like, I loved you as Jimmy and Degrassi, just to put him back in his place.
I thought you started from the bottom.
Okay, no. He started in Forest Hill. He was like rich from the start.
One more question.
I think me,
Dorinda,
and Teresa, though, are doing Canada.
Hi, ladies. I'm a huge fan, but my question is for Danny.
Thank you.
As a fellow anxiety-ridden girl, just wondering, I love your cool downs after the podcast, so I was wondering if you had any other advice for cool downs after having a little anxiety moment.
You know, anxiety, it just comes when you least expect it, so I think just, like, breathing and sometimes, like, finding I get overwhelmed with, like, large groups of people, so sometimes, like, if you see me at BravoCon just, like, hiding in a corner somewhere, it's just, like, I'm just, like, talking to myself, kind of talking myself down or whatever.
100%.
Yeah, but I think just, like, finding some time for yourself, listening to music, putting headphones in and putting on your favorite song for just a minute. There's also a great meditation app called Headspace that I do a lot where it's, like, you can do different guided meditations for 5-10 minutes, so... sometimes I'll just do a 5-minute quick thing if I just need to get kind of centered a little bit. Is there anything you guys do for when you're feeling anxious
anything,
or stressed?
Any meditation?
Take a Xanax.
Honestly, my prescription is my life.
I probably eat, knowing me. You know,
I love chocolate. So.
I just feel like if I get myself to a piece of pound cake.
100%. Anything chocolate, it's done.
A Sara Lee.
If I get myself to a muffin.
Now, thank you.
I want to thank both of my guests.
Thank you guys so much.
Margaret was the very first housewife that was ever on my show, so I'm forever
I popped his housewife cherry.
That's right. Now, they're going to be doing some photo ops over there, and I hope to see you guys around BravoCon.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you guys for coming.